You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. We got two more hours to go. That's right. This is the final Zach Gelb show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is a day where yesterday we kind of did a whole look back at CBS Sports Radio and the Infinity Sports Network with all the former hosts or a lot of them. Well, today is the day to say thank you to you because you, the fans, are the ones that really make this show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I've been blown away by the phone calls already. We've already hit the over on the amount of people that will cry, which was crazy. It was at 3.5, and we've had three callers in the host. Yours truly already cry. So we are already in on the over for that. Cha-ching. How about that? Cash that ticket. So let's go back to the phones. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If you're trying to get in, keep on trying. We will do our best to get to you by the end of the show. Let's go to Moist Pork, who is a great listener to the network, and I really became close with Moist Pork through our relationship and our love for the DA show, which pound for pound, I believe is the best show that has ever been on this network, and I've been fortunate enough to meet Moist Pork many times through the years at Marash's house, or Maraz's house, whatever we're allowed to call him, at the Bob's Bar Show. And Moist Pork is with us right now. Moist, how you been?
What's up, Zach?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you calling in.
I don't think I'm going to cry. I have met you a bunch of times, and I'm sure that I'll be seeing you at some point in the future. I just wanted to call in and, you know, just mention I haven't listened to you as much as I like to. You know, Friday afternoons is really my time. I'm not sure what I'm going to do now when I get home from work on Friday afternoons. I appreciate everything you've done. I feel like as I've been watching you grow through your radio career, I feel like a proud older brother, even though you're a lot bigger and taller than I am. But that's how I feel. And I just wanted to wish you luck, and I'm sure we'll see great things from you in the future.
Moist, your support. And there's a certain sector of the audience, whether it's my show or DA's show or whoever's show at the network, that they just have a passion for the community that we've built. And not many people exemplify that better than you. And just your genuineness and the way that you're just kind to so many people. It is always a thrill to see you. I'm sure we'll be seeing you down the road. And also a happy Hanukkah to your family too, Moist Pork.
Thank you. Thank you. One more thing. Can I get a Here We Go Brownies for the road?
Of course. Do you want the sad version or do you want the all pumped up version?
I want the super hyped up version because we got good stuff coming in the future.
You got it. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Appreciate it, Moist Pork.
Thanks. Love
you. You got it. Love you too. Oh, this guy. This is a throwback. weekend overnights, chilling like a villain as he would make some pork tacos for God knows whatever reasons with the munchies, and he would call him with the sports take. Cody in Redding, kind enough to join the show. Cody, what's happening?
Zach, I am chilling like a villain, my brother. It is good to hear your voice.
It's better to hear your voice, man.
I just wanted to tell you. Yeah, it's been a minute. I did just, you know, it's like I said, it's been probably at least a year or so since I've called in. Still been listening, but when I heard the news, I literally took the day off work today, poured myself a nice little glass of whiskey at 11:59, and just decided I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show one more time. And those weekend overnight rides, I know you said that they were some of your favorite times. I'm going to let you know they were really some of my favorite times, just sitting in the garage, you know, after a Saturday of football. And, you know, I remember the first time I heard you, I was listening to CBS Sports Radio, and I was listening to Pharrell, and I was like, he sounds like he smoked about 30 cigarettes today. And so he just totally intrigued me and started listening to him. And before I knew it, there was this this young guy on there who sounded like he was about my age. And he actually had some good sports takes, because I found, you know, there weren't a lot of people around my age at the time, because I believe I'm 1 year older than you, who were really having good sports takes. And I was just instantly drew in, called in, and the rest is history, man. And I just, you know, I've been following you since the beginning, and I'm proud of you. I was going to say you sound like you kind of feel like a little brother to me too, but the guy before me just said that, so I don't want to steal his shine. But in all seriousness, man, the thing that I really truly enjoy about what you do and what you bring to your show is that I think you understand what a privilege it is. Because I think everybody who calls in, we call in for one reason, and that's because we wish that we could do something like this. Mm. And I think the fact that you understand how much of a privilege it is, and that we can kind of live our dreams vicariously through you, is just something that I think is really special. Wherever you're going to go next, you know, I'll be following. And one last thing I do want to say, I don't know what the credential situation is going to be like around the Super Bowl, but you know where the Super Bowl is this year? It's going to be right in my backyard. So if you find yourself out there in San Francisco, I will be DMing you. I will take you out. We'll get lunch, get dinner, something like that. But in all seriousness, thank you for everything you've brought, man. You've brought a lot of really good sports talk and just really good entertainment to my life when, you know, I might have needed it more than I knew. So I appreciate you, big dog.
Cody, much love. I really do appreciate it. Thanks so much. And this may be the first time in a long time. I don't even know if I'm going to the Super Bowl this year. And that used to be our event. Whether Samter and I, there was days where we agreed or disagreed. The times where we were on the same page were at the Super Bowl. And that's when Samter was at his best and I was at my best. And we did, for the resources that we had, I would say the best job out of any show in the country at Radio Row. And if you don't believe me, look at the last 2 years. The headlines we made at the last two Radio Rows, I thought were some of our best work and also some of the most recognition that we got. Like, I was walking down Bourbon Street and I was getting stopped. People were buying me drinks at the bar after the Warren Sapp thing. And then clearly the Micah Parsons thing took on a life of its own as well. But Samter, seriously, you at the Super Bowl. 1 year I had to tell him, hey, don't throw the chair. We're publicly, I know you're upset that the owner of the Falcons is running late in Arthur Blank, but you can't throw the chair. We're in public. But the work that you did during Super Bowl week, because I used to always go to Super Bowl, book my own guests, and I had some anxiety about just giving that fully to Samter, but I know the producer that Samter is. And the way that you've booked the last 2 years at the Super Bowl for our show, considering the resources that we have, which is not a lot, and what we've done there, that's something I'm really proud of. And I'll say this, Amter, Chris Plank, who does a great job and used to, you know, come on with us all the time, national talk shows, Sooner Sideline Reporter, he saw our set at Army Navy. And he goes, wait, that's all you guys have is a webcam when you're on the road? One webcam? And you make all these headlines and do all that? So I didn't share that with you, what Chris Plank said, but it's really a testament to what you and Stu obviously have been able to do through the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I couldn't have done a lot of this without Stu. Stu is the best I've ever worked with in this industry as a right-hand man, or I guess since he's on my left, a left-hand man, but if you hear someone screaming, help me in the background.
Don't do that at the table.
Okay, Peppa Pig needs some help here. Hold on, there's some Peppa Pig. Okay.
Loading. Pay the bill.
But you know what though, man? Outside of flipping a chair when a PR guy forgot to change the time difference from Pacific to or Eastern to Pacific.
Oh yeah.
And we were supposed to have Will Levis on.
That's who it was. The mayor boy.
And he calls me up. He's like, hey, Will's waiting for you. Where are you guys? Like, what do you mean he's waiting for us? He's not coming out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had some great times, man. Micah Parsons, the ice bucket challenge with Matt Ryan was awesome.
That was great.
Paige Speronic, hello. That was one of my favorite of all time. We've
can't
had some
your daughters around.
And not just what we did on the air, man, but like we always ate the best food whenever we went on any of these trips. Whether, you know, we went to Pizzeria Bianco or we had our guy take us to some of the best Italian joints in Vegas, our boy Sully. We ate like kings whenever we went on the road.
And not only that, the other thing is, because of my interview style, I sometimes ruffled some feathers. And there would be some Super Bowls where there was one company in particular that was not happy with me with how the Deebo Samuel interview went down. And I did not appreciate what that company did because they would schedule interviews with Mike and then they would make up an excuse 2 hours before why they can't come on. And then they would be like, oh, well, it's really because of Zach. When Mike would press them, it was because of Zach and the interview with Deebo. Then why just schedule it? And I kind of bit my tongue on this for a while, but what Panini has done was disgusting. Like, don't schedule Drake May with us and a few other people with us, and then 3 hours before we're supposed to do the interview go, oh, well, because of Zach's interview with Deebo, we didn't appreciate that, and then you cancel on us. And let's be real. Walter Cronkite could have been doing the interview that day with Deebo Samuel, and it wouldn't have mattered. Because Deebo just didn't want to do the interview. So that is what it is, but it didn't always create the easiest thing for Samter because he would have some of these guests lined up. We're live at the Super Bowl, and then 2 or 3 hours before we're supposed to do the interview, they would pull the carpet out from underneath us. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Samter, you didn't think I was going to tell that story today. Neither did I, but it came up
in
conversation.
No, I'm glad you did, because if you didn't, I was going to, because
the last mic.
Yeah, there's a level of professionalism. And you've done so much good work throughout this industry. And whenever we have guests on who are promoting something, I've never worked with somebody who is more in tune with making sure that a guest gets what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And for one company like that to hold one stupid interview where it wasn't your fault, where a player was acting like an idiot, and to hold that over you for 2 or 3 years, and to not just to book guys and then to cancel them, but to do it last second, and then to give BS and nonsense, and to, oh, well, you know, it's not really our fault. You know, the union wants this, and then the agent wants... No, it's BS. Don't climb up our tree and throw something our way, especially Drake May, who's your quarterback.
Yeah, my
and then
guy.
Pull the rug out from under us because of some interview that you did 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and it wasn't even your fault, and it wasn't even at this time slot. It was a completely different show that you were doing.
Yep.
Yes, it was on the net. You know what? It's thin-skinned players, thin-skinned people, and it just drives me crazy. And I have a good relationship with the guy who, you know, booked those things.
Yeah,
but
it,
man,
wasn't his fault.
I've given him the riot act 2 or 3 times.
Ooh.
And, you know, as nice of a guy
I'm
as he is,
now.
And he apologizes.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, there's professionalism, and then there's nonsense, and that's nonsense.
Yeah, I don't think it was his fault, just to be clear.
It was not his fault. He was getting marching orders.
Yeah, it was the people that were above him. He was actually trying to help us. I thought the cutest thing of that was Samter's daughter in the background when Samter was getting really worked up saying, yeah, yeah, go, Daddy, go. All righty, let's go to Sully in Vegas. Sully, my friend, how are you?
Zach, I hope you're able to take in all the love that's coming your way right now, because you deserve and earned every single phone call that you've gotten. I wanted to start off first, and I love that I just got to listen to Samter go ham on the microphone, because I want to send some love to those two fellas behind the glass for all their hard work and dedication. My two guys, Samter and Sue, two absolutely beautiful human beings that I've been able to get to know over the past 4 years along this journey and sharing some beautiful personal conversations And I wanted to make sure that they also got some love. Now, Zachary, I want to make sure that you know that I've always loved being able to call into your show. To be able to hang out with you when we're in the same city, whether it's Super Bowl Media Week that you were just talking about. Don't forget about the NFL draft coverage.
Yeah.
Or just when you decided to take a quick trip for a bachelor party to Vegas. We've broken bread a few times. We've had some unreal meals. Vegas that Tampa just talked about, our one Italian spot. Those dinners for me were filled with love and laughter. We hung out at a sports book watching hockey and making fun of the fans behind us that didn't know what they were betting on. They bet the Vikings. Yeah. Vikings. Because it said VKG in the corner. She thought it was the Vikings.
For the Vegas,
not Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah. Or when you and I and our boy McLovin hit a live hockey game during the media week and we got to watch McJesus on skates and I got to explain the Pearl.
I'm holding the puck, by the way, from that game.
Oh, buddy. You know what? If McLovin didn't take it, you take it.
Well, I told him. I said, finally, if it's still in the studio today, when I get off the air at 6 p.m. Eastern time, I'm five-finger discounting that.
Please take it. Well, you were there too, so technically it could be yours. Another thing, Zach. One of the reasons I'm friends with Max Crosby is because you took the time to stop Max after your interview with him. As his people were trying to rush him through to the next spot, you said, hey, Max, I want you to meet my friend Sully. That introduction, because of something that Max and I share about, and I can talk about it, Max talks about it, you know about it, is our gift of sobriety. Max and I have the same sobriety date, March 11th. Mine is just a few years before Max made it. That introduction has created a beautiful bond and friendship that Max and I still have. Max texted me the other day for my regular birthday. But most importantly, Zach, thank you for your friendship. The love and support that you've always shown me over these years is something I'm extremely grateful for. I'm going to miss hearing you from Monday through Friday, 12 to 3 on the West Coast time. But I do know that God has a better plan for you, brother. You have my phone calls. You have my text messages. Anything that you ever need, I don't care what time of day, I don't care what time of night, I'm 3 hours behind. Zach, I hope you know that you can pick up the phone, call and text, and you and I can just talk about real life scenarios. You're great at your craft. The next chapter is the best chapter, but I want to make sure that you know how much I truly love you and how truly grateful I am for our friendship.
And Sully,
because this door is closing doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of life. And to me, that's a friendship.
I love you. And I really do appreciate that. And I just noticed this. I looked down at the calendar. This is how stupid I am. I haven't even looked at the date all day. A big reason why I advocate for what you do and why it hits home to me is when I was in college and I joined a fraternity. And we went home for winter break. One of my fraternity brothers didn't come back. And he was a pledge brother of mine. Mm. And he got clean during pledging. And then when he went home, he started using again and he overdosed. Mm. And he passed away on December 19th. And that's something, and we did countless charity events through the years. That's something that's always stuck with me. So when I met you and obviously you have to earn someone's trust to hear about your story. And when I first met you and I just thought you were Perloff's friend and I didn't really know what was going on. And then when you opened that up to me, it really hit home, not only for my buddy Justin who passed away, but then I have another family friend who unfortunately went through something similar and lost his life as well. And what you do for people and the way that you could walk into a room and just connect with anybody, It is so cool to see, and I believe in so much of what you do. And I know at the Super Bowl it's crazy, but when you told me that you and Max had the same sobriety date, I didn't care what publicist was standing in my way. I was making sure that you and Max were going to meet one another, because Max is a good dude and you're a good dude, and good people need to meet other good people so we can continue to have good times.
You said it the best, man. You got me to tear up. I love you very much, Zach. Thank you for everything.
You got it, Sully. We'll see you soon. Appreciate it. There he is, Sully. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead. You're on the Zach Gelb Show. Appreciate you calling in.
Hi, Zach. Thank you for taking my call. I I go back to the DA show with the CBS Sports Radio. I think the DA show is top three in the network, and then I found you, and you're right up there with the best of them. I wish you nothing but the best. I always liked how you would do these interviews, and you'd ask these players these hard questions, but you'd always ask them in a way that wasn't a clickbait way. But my favorite moment with you was the Deebo Samuel interview. Being a Rams fan, I knew he was like cocky like that, and just to hear you handle it with such class was great. I actually found out the news about Micah Parsons getting traded through you. Huh. I heard it on your show, and so I just wanted to call in and say congratulations and best of luck.
Ed, I remember seeing a lot of your messages through the years, and I really do appreciate your constant support, and thanks so much. Let's go to Ernie in Tennessee. Next up on the Infinity Sports Network with Zach Gelb. Ernie, what's shaking?
Zach, I haven't talked to you as much as I wish I could have, but it isn't because I don't admire your show and admire what you do. But I started with this network with DA, with Brian Jones, Chris Moore, Jody Mack. I've been listening for a long, long time, and you are a special voice. And anytime you can get your name in the same sentence with Dan Patrick, you've done something right in life.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate your constant support of the network. Are you a Vols fan?
No, I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan.
Oh, okay. Sick 'em. You know, yeah. I actually think they're winning the national championship.
Well, I think we have a chance, but I'm going to tell you the dark horse, what I think. The Miami Hurricanes. Dark horse. Well, and I'm a Georgia fan from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Gotcha. Well, maybe A&M will take them out and then we could avoid Miami. Ernie, appreciate it. Did you see the kid yesterday? The Georgia fan? He was a kid 8 years old, or I would imagine, and they're playing at like a school show, Good Old Rocky Top, which is one of the great songs ever. Pig Suey is one of my favorite chants of all time. Good Old Rocky Top with that whole song, Rocky Top. And the kid looks absolutely miserable because he's a Georgia fan, and all these kids are singing Good Old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. I won't sing anymore. Oh, and I was going to say I would shut down the network, but the network's already shutting down. But that video was fun, and if we weren't doing the show that we are doing today, we'd probably spend about like 20 minutes breaking down that video. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if you saw, but David Pollack, Georgia legend.
Had the kid on, right?
Had the kid on today. And he says, I'm never going to sing that trash, was the quote from the kid. Good for him.
I almost wanted to do two things with it. I wanted to put the Eagles fight song underneath it and say that was a young Sean Marash, or Big Ev from Barstool, who hates Michigan. I was going to put the Michigan fight song underneath it and say that was Big Ev. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Keep the calls coming. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. When we come on back, we will have a surprise guest joining us in studio. All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got about an hour and a half to go, our final show, and I wanted to do something different today, bring a little family atmosphere in, as the last time I think I allowed, that's the way I'll say it, my dad to join me on the show is when I had to live at his house for about 4 months-ish during the pandemic, and he would come walking down in the basement where I would do the show in like his boxers and a ripped t-shirt. And there was one day, and this was before we were streaming or anything like that, and there was a visual component to the show where I had my dad come on during the pandemic, because let's be real, there were some days where you would do shows and there were no sports to talk about. But I always thought if you were a good talk show host, you could get through those 4 hours in no problem. But I thought it'd be fun as my dad tried to make his way on the show by cooking us food. There was one night he made me hot wings, which wasn't always a good thing to eat those wings while I was on the air doing the show and had to then go speak for 2.5 more hours. But the great Bob Gelb, radio legend, I'm not going to say icon, but the first producer of the Mike and the Mad Dog radio program. He was a star in the 30 for 30, by the way. I thought he had The Best Line is joining us in studio on my final show here for the Infinity Sports Network, which obviously used to be CBS Sports Radio. Father, how are you?
I am wonderful. This is truly an honor to be on your program. Listening to, well, first of all, yesterday's show, spectacular. Mm. I mean, I was really in love with everything everyone had to say. The camaraderie amongst you guys never existed at WFAN. And I was texting Chernoff and Spitz at that time because they were getting so much love. It was really a little bit too much. But, you know, the camaraderie is spectacular. And, you know, everyone at FAN used to be like Imus, and, you know, you want to run things and throw everybody out.
Yeah.
Little Francesca would take over, that kind of thought process. But you guys have done wonderful work. Samter, Stu, despite the fact that you left the Ziggy in the... I am so bummed when I bought that in. I said, oh, boy, there's green stuff growing on it. He never ate it. Maybe next year. Not a chance.
Well, none of us are going to be here next year. So it's going to be tough to do so. But yeah, my dad made Stu lasagna and he left it in the fridge and I didn't know this. And then I got home, went home like 3 days later or something like that to see you guys. And you said to me, did Stu eat my lasagna? And I go, you gave him lasagna? I had no clue. But that is something that I do respect about our network, because we're here in the corner. We basically don't get asked much. We don't kind of get micromanaged. And when you're on the Fan in New York, it's, all right, you got to do the local radio stuff. You got to be boisterous. You got to pretend as if you're the greatest thing ever and all that stuff. Here nationally, it was more of a team environment because it kind of felt like for so many years, even though we had a big brand, right, CBS Sports Radio when we were that, and then it turned into Infinity Sports Network, it was... we're the little engine that kind of could, and we were just trying to choo-choo along through all those years. And the fact that this network launched in 2013, and now it's ending how we knew it, and you're going to have new people taking over a brand new network, but we don't need to talk about them. It's the people here in this building, because even that new network, everyone's going to be home. So the people, the acts, right? I thought Crystal Presti had a very good send-off the other day for a guy like Rich Ackerman, and just the vibe around here through the guys like Graceffo and Horowitz and all these different characters, Paulie Rosenberg, it is a special bond. And yeah, WFAN's always going to be WFAN, and this national network is not going to broadcast anymore out of this building. It's that crossover bond that if you're here day in and day out, and there's been less and less and less people through the years that come through the office, it is something that is very
special. It's a great place to start. Few people get to see both sides like CeeLo does, or, you know, how Act did over the years.
Yeah.
A lot of the talent who did over the years. It's a special thing. You know, it's incredible. This is the last, you know, your last program. And, you know, you see some management outside, you know, and Craig is in the building. And I mean, they don't take a second to listen to what's going on in here. And I don't want to take up much time of the callers, because the callers today deserve all the time.
Sure.
They're tremendous. The relationship you have with them, you know, we used to get nasty stuff from callers.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Well, it's really amplified now with the internet, as we know.
Sure.
But that's the internet.
Okay.
You know what? You can hear it in their voices, the love, the Sullies, you know. What's a moist pork?
We'll tell you that when you're older.
All right. Why you want picks from me on NFL games would be the worst programming decision you could make, but I'll try if you want.
We'll get to that in just a second. Yeah. And by the way, I'm 7 games over .500 this year, so my picks have been very good.
Time for that to go down.
And by the way, I'm doing the picks competition with Boyle. Boyle's supposed to be the new betting guy at this new network. Yeah. The guy that's not the betting guy is beating the guy that's the betting guy. I said that to Pat last night.
You're dumping oil on Boyle?
I've already done that, literally.
Samter behind the glass on the... with the pink sweatshirt on over there? Oh, no. He's same size. Couldn't tell. She's adorable. Michael Samter's daughter.
That's not nice.
She's adorable little girl.
What are you doing? This is my final show, and you're taking a shot at my beloved producer on his final.
Come on. I got Stu and I got Samter. That's it.
Yeah.
You're next.
So I want to ask you a question here.
Yeah, sure.
When I first came to you when I was 8 years old and told you I want to do this for a living, you said to an 8-year-old, absolutely not. No chance. Go be a lawyer. Go be a doctor. Why was that?
I'll tell you why. It you know, you have to have an ego. I've told you since day one. You don't have to be, you know, a real butthead about it, but you have to have an ego. And you have to present yourself. And it's not, you know, it's a wonderful, glamorous, incredible gig for the three people who get to make money in it. Maybe the 10 people who get to make money in it. And the odds are like, you know what? At your size, you could have walked on a temple as Matt Rhule wanted you to. You know, but, and I didn't. My mom didn't want you to play football.
No, she did.
Oh, she did.
You didn't. You were the putty cat there.
Well, hey, you know what? You want to get your head wrapped in CTE. That's fine with me. Better in this business. At least you can walk out with a brain. What was the question? Oh, no.
Jeez. This is why we never put this guy on
the
air.
I am a terrible radio guest.
Gelb never wanted to be on the air. He's terrible.
I said it because of that reason. I mean, it's basically, you know, I see what it takes. I left the programming side, which I hate sales.
And you're a big executive here,
I'm
right?
I'm not an executive.
You're the only reason I have a job is because you run the company.
That is a bunch of BS.
Where when I got promoted, you and the program director hated each other's guts. Let's also remind that the program director that promoted me.
Yeah. Different program director.
I liked him.
Of course. Well, he was a player. He's a talk show. He's a talent programmer. He's like a player manager. Mm-hmm. Every other distraction was terrible.
He said to me, keep your father away from me. I said, I've been trying to do that my entire life.
It's amazing, but you know what? I can go on and play the violin here and suck up to you and say how proud mom and I are of you, and you know, and we are because what you've done. I mean, you have a relationship with the listener, which is an incredibly hard thing to do, and especially when it's national sports as opposed to a local market where you just read a newspaper, watch a games last night, know that the Rangers, thank God, finally scored a goal in overtime. I mean, the fact that they scored a goal was incredible. And it's very limited. You have a lot you have to know, and it's really difficult. There are few people in this business who can do that. CeeLo knows how hard it is. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is. And I think your interview style, the way you listen to me is incredible. You never listen to me like that or your mother. But, I mean, you actually want the guest to elicit a response from them, and you react on what their response is, not to show the guest that you know more than the guest does, like certain other hosts I've worked with over the years. Back to the getting out of this business. I love programming. I was a producer. I used to listen to the Bill Corsair show on WCAU in Philadelphia when I was growing up in Passaic, New Jersey, at 6 years of age to 10 years of age. He did a trivia contest. And the next thing you know, I'm interning at WCAU in Philadelphia, the 50,000-watt voice of Philadelphia. And, you know, we had the Phillies. We were, you know, the Sixers. We had Villanova basketball. Yeah. It was tremendous stuff. And, you know, I got to work with them. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff and producing. I don't need to be on the air as a producer, which producers now need to be. I wanted to run a radio show like we ran a radio show in the back with guests where people would learn something, sprinkle in the callers, let people go away feeling like they found out something that they didn't know before they listened to a sports talk.
I'm going
to
put you on the spot.
Yeah.
And I know you don't like when people do this.
Yeah, what?
What is the one moment?
Oh, here we go.
No, but I mean, in your career, I know the stories, but what's the one moment from you being a producer that you still think is the coolest or you still think
you
was...
You know the answer to that.
Which one?
But the one that happened or the one that did? I mean, there were a lot. I mean, the keeping the Eagles in Philly was definitely a big thing, but I hate Philadelphia sports teams, so why did I do that? Well, I worked in Philadelphia.
If you are a future employer listening, by the way, in Philadelphia, I do not hate the Philadelphia sports teams.
Brotherly love, baby, but we know every cheesesteak joint there is there, but that's not the point. I mean, it would be that night in October when Michael Jordan retired from basketball, and I'm on the story, and I have it 100% from three different sources, and the current program director did not want me to go on with Mike and Chris that day and break the story. Well, you can ruin the station's reputation. I said, what reputation? You know, it was 1994. I mean, a little reputation. But so I'll be a butt of Imus's joke the next day? Great, I am anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had this story, and, you know, it sounded a little far-fetched. He's going to retire, and then he's going to play baseball, which I could understand it sounded far-fetched. But, you know, it did come into our studio. And we decided not to go. Well, I wanted to go with it, and they did not want to go with it. So Bob Costas was on that day, actually, at 5 o'clock. He was done at 5:30. It was the opening night of the Major League playoffs in Comiskey. And after Bob Costas was on, Dick Ebersol would call. He didn't hear the interview. So Dick Ebersol, who ran NBC Sports, called me after Bob was on and said, hey, how did Costas go? Anything crazy with Mike and the dog? I said, no, you know, good interview. Hey, by the way, Dick, did you hear about this story? Because I can't break it here. But, you know, I understand not hearing Michael Jordan's going to announce his retirement. Huh? Huh? Really? Interesting. He ends up contacting his people in Chicago. And I don't know if it was Jane Pauley who was doing it or someone else, but there were people there because they had a pregame show out in Chicago. And he got a call back about it 45 minutes later, said, I don't know how you got this, but...
You got it. Wow, how about that? Well, you're right. We're not going to do picks.
They're 94. It's 31 years. I'm still bumming out about it. So what the heck?
You like anyway, to hold the grudge. Anyway.
Congratulations to you, this network, how wonderful it's been, the callers. You are the lifeblood. The people who've been here, who've run it, and everyone who's on the air, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Congrats.
You got it. Thank you so much, Dad. Love you. Alex, Mike, Anthony, I'll get to you on the other side. We'll get to you right away. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. But first up with the latest sports flash, here he is, CeeLo, Chris Lopresti. It's time to ask the pros. Either listener gets to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB, using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yep, that's right. It is the last Zach Gelb show on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know what is next, but the best way to stay in contact is by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB, or on TikTok at The Zach Gelb Show. And when I have news to share to you, I will do so on those social media channels. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to Miami. Alex is next up on the Infinity Sports Network. Alex, what's happening?
Hey, Zach, due to my work schedule, I'm usually not ever able to call you. I usually also don't give men flowers, but I'm going to give you props for the great show that you've put on through the years here at the Infinity Sports Network. There's something that I do disagree with you on, but everything else mostly I do agree with you on. Going forward, I know that on Wednesdays you come on with Hawk, Crowder and Solana here locally.
Yeah. And
also, I wanted to let you know that if you ever do want to come to Miami, I'm sure they have room for you there because you do a great job with your guest appearance every Wednesday.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And those guys, Hawk and Crowder and Solana, and I've known Crowder, oh boy, when he was doing radio with Sid Rosenberg, and it was back at the JW Marriott in Indianapolis before the second Patriot-Giants Super Bowl, I did a show when I was still in high school down on Radio Row next to Channing Crowder. And I remember he was signing autographs for fans, but he didn't have a Sharpie. And I had a Sharpie. I said, oh, you need a Sharpie? He goes, yeah. And I go, I just need that back when you're done. And he didn't bring it back to me. And then after the show, I went up to him. I said, hey, I need that Sharpie. He's like, I've been to jail for many things. Stealing a Sharpie wouldn't be one of them. So I love my time on WQAM with Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. And I'm going to continue doing that appearance. I do a lot of appearances. And thanks for the phone call, Alex. And forever in Miami, let's get together. Maybe go to some Joe's Stone Crab, by the way, which is one of my favorite restaurants in the world. The fried chicken there is unbelievable. But going on those stations around the country, I think, is so important for national radio hosts. And a lot of them don't do it. They don't. But I do a hit in Baylor weekly. I do a hit in Charlotte weekly. I do a hit in Miami weekly. And I think creating those connections and those relationships helps out national radio. When you do national radio, sometimes you sit there, oh, we'll talk about the Cowboys. Oh, we'll talk about the Lakers. We'll talk about whatever teams I like. No. You got to talk about the markets that you're in on. Like, you have to. The markets you're on, you got to talk about them. That's why we'll do Boise State football talk. That's why we did so much Milwaukee Bucks basketball talk. It's so important to talk about those markets that you're on because those are your listeners. Those are the lifeblood of what you do. Anthony in Myrtle Beach, next up on the Infinity Sports Network. Ant, what's happening? Good afternoon.
What's happening, my friend? What's happening? The day has come. Zelb, you're a good egg. You're a good egg, as my uncle would say. I see nothing but good things for you in the future. I know you're a go-getter. You're probably one of my favorites. I've told you this a million times. We've talked a million times. I had some disagreements, but, you know, what are you going to do? No dirt beef outside of dirty clothes. Props to your crew, your producers. I've got to learn Mike. Like he's my cousin. He knows it's me when I call. How, I don't know, but he's a smart man. It is what it is. Nothing but love for you, brother. I know it's your last day. I waited a little longer just to send my props to you. I know I did it earlier in the week, but you'll go far, my friend. I'll reach out to you. I don't do the tick. I don't do the talk. I don't Insta. I surely don't snap, tweet, any of those. So I'm sure I can rustle up my password for Facebook or something and send you a message if you're still on that.
I am still on Facebook.
It's prehistoric.
Yes. I could dust off the cobwebs for the Facebook, and you could definitely connect with me on there. But, Anthony, your phone calls have been great. Really appreciate your passion, your love for the show, and thanks so much for the kind words.
Love you, brother.
You got it. Love you, too. Wow. Guy used to work on the show. Big Steelers fan, too. Colton Gesser is stopping on by. Colton, what's happening?
The great Zach Gelb. How the heck are you, good sir?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, better than the Michigan football team these days.
I was hoping you were not going to bring up Michigan football. Again, the Steelers are a very easy low totem pole for you. But Michigan football, yeah, not great right now in the Michigan world. But hey, we got Dusty May, though. Hey, got Dusty May.
You got Dusty May. I'm a big fan of Dusty May, as you know. And I think you're going to get Kenny Dillingham as your next football coach. That's going to be my guess, though.
I am hoping you're 100% correct on that, Zach Gelb. Well, I am a big fan. I think what he's done at Arizona State would be great for the University of Michigan.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate all your help behind the scenes, you know, through the years for the show. And your Steelers, real quickly, they're sitting there at 8-6, just had a big win up against the Dolphins. They play the Lions, the Browns, and the Ravens. Are they going to the playoffs, or is it going to be the Ravens?
I think they're going to be going to the playoffs, but don't worry, a first-round waxing exit like Mike Tomlin fashion will be in due course. But I want to call and appreciate everything you, again, working behind the scenes. You're one of the first guys I kind of interacted with. You're definitely one of the realest guys, and you never look down on anybody else. Like, maybe possibly a few of the other hosts at that station where I thought you were one of the real ones, real guys. So I appreciate you. Shout out to Sue Kovacs, and good luck with everything, Zach. Appreciate you.
You got it, Colton. Thanks so much. Colton, who used to work on the show. By the way, this NBA preview is brought to you by eBay. eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. The Thunder traveled to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Oklahoma City is 25-2 on the year and led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, remember that, and his 32.4 points per game. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We only have one more hour to go. The final Zach Gelb Show on the network. When we come on back, we will continue to take your phone calls, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The calls have been unbelievable today. And really do appreciate the kind words from so many people and also the emotion. This is one emotional show, let me tell you. But we'll do onsides, offsides as well, still in the final hour. Samter, Stu will both say goodbye, and then I'll say my goodbye right in the final segment of the show. 60 more minutes left in the history of the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming on back after these short messages.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.